Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful soul. I hope you're having an absolutely incredible day and it's just about to get better. Welcome to another short episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Meant for More live event, transformational event for women who know they're meant for more and they're ready to peel off the layers, leave behind all the BS, and start living the life that it's true to them and to align with their purpose. This incredible event is being hosted by me, and I'm bringing so many incredible guest speakers who are going to shift your perspective, help you heal your past, and really step into your power. It's happening here in beautiful sunny Las Vegas in April 24, 25, 26. So make sure to check out your show notes and save your seat because, girl, you're not going to be sitting in this event. You are going to move some old belief and step into your power. And without further ado, let's really talk about how to create absolutely incredible tribe. I realized that when I look back in the last couple of years, what made the biggest difference for me in my business and my life was being surrounded by absolutely amazing women. I used to be the one who was like, I'm not friends with women. They're too much drama. They're too catty. They're too jealous, comparing myself with others. And it was painful because even though I create some, you know, friendship with men, like always having a guy friends, it was never the same because they cannot really get you. They cannot get you when you're right before your period and you are feeling like moody and you are like fixing your face with a chocolate or peanut butter and just don't want it to be adulting. And not only that, it's like the depth of a woman's friendship, it's so incredible knowing that you don't have to be doing it all by yourself. It's such a soul shifting. So I want to share with you a couple ways that really helped me to create my tribe. The first one, of course, it was my podcast. Like having a podcast and doing even Instagram lives, it really helped me to ask women that I was looking up to who were a couple steps ahead of me, to ask them if they would be open to share their wisdom and to share their ways with my tribe. And that way, I could really connect with them and create a beautiful collaboration or friendship. So the first step was really going live. You can go live on Instagram or Zoom and then put it on your YouTube. You can do it on your podcast. If you don't have a podcast, let's talk because it's a life changer, girl. So that's the first thing that I have done. The second, it was getting really uncomfortable and going into networking events. Many of the networking events that I attended in the past, they were just like selling, selling, selling. However, right now we are living in a times that it's incredible what we can find out there. It's not just like exchanging the business cards. It's really looking around. I love like looking at the meetup or local leaders to see what they're doing, what they're hosting, because it's truly amazing to be in person in that energy. So that really helps me to widen up my tribe too. And the last thing, it's live events. Girl, life events, it's something that I never believe how powerful it can be until I was immersed in that energy. The thing is, when you go to the life event, first of all, you are automatically saying yes to yourself. You're saying yes to getting uncomfortable because very often it's hosted in a place you've never been or with the people that you don't know. And we just going in the overthinking spiral, like, what if nobody likes me? What if I don't belong? What if I'm outsider? What if I will look stupid? We go on this downward spiral instead of asking ourselves, well, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if I can find my soul sisters? Wouldn't it be nice if I can just go there and be myself? Wouldn't it be nice if at this event, I can really shift and get rid of the old limiting beliefs, the BS that it's stopping me from being who I am and where I'm meant to be? Wouldn't it be nice if this event, it's a catalyst where I can plant the seeds and start changing my life? So those three really helped me the most to build my tribe besides Instagram and just like following the rabbit hole of hashtags that my tribe or I would love to be using. So these four steps are the steps that truly helped me to attract and create beautiful tribe, not only of women that I work with, collaborate, but also my clients, my soul sisters, deep relationship that make me feel fulfilled even on the days that I don't want to be adulting and I'm holding peanut butter jar in my hand. So remember, going live, inviting women to your podcast or to your Instagram live to share their value, to share your tribe already builds authority and credibility. And being in networking events with your local leaders or going to the live events, they're bigger than you can imagine. So you get out of your comfort zone or really thinking about the Instagram as the most beautiful tool you're holding in your hand to follow your tribe. So let me know which one of these you are going to be doing. Take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and let's share some love and let's build and grow our tribe, shall we?